Okay, open public input. Has anyone signed up? I think we're fairly close to Wolf Haven, aren't we? We were just thinking how nice it would be to go on a tour. Okay. Thanks. Diane? Gagos? I think you know the rules. 3 minutes. When the beeper sounds, your time is up, and we'd like you to conclude.
I'll be really brief this morning. Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners, for an opportunity to speak with you this morning. I had a prepared statement this morning related to the WAC proposed changes that you'll be discussing this afternoon. After speaking with the department staff, I think a lot of my questions are going to be answered at that time, so I'm going to hold off. And I gave my comments to Commissioner Jennings, so hopefully all those questions will be answered this afternoon. I did want to say that that we've had a lot of communication with the department, and I'm looking forward to being part of an audit process on non-lethal deterrence, and I'm pleased to see that moving forward. So thank you. And I'm looking forward to hearing the discussion this afternoon.
Thank you. Tom Davis?
Good morning. For the record, I'm Tom Davis, representing the Washington Farm Bureau. First, just let me thank you as we head the end of the year here again for your service. I know from both being within the department, now from the outside looking in, the work you do is challenging, and just want to thank you for the time that you put in serving as citizens on this commission. This afternoon, you're going to be looking at the wildlife conflict rules, and I just wanted to raise quickly for you, and I've got a handout I think that you've got, so I keep my comments brief, but in WAC 232, 36, 100, and in 200, there's similar language there, and this goes back to something I've spoken to you about a couple different times, but the language states the department has, this is for reasons where they can deny a claim, and as the department has expended all funds appropriated for payment of such claims for the current fiscal year. So if money runs out, they'll deny the claim rather than rolling it over into the next year. So I just wanted to raise that to your attention one more time and ask for your consideration of an amendment to strike that language from those two sections. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert Sudar? I know that you wanted us to be looking at the handout.
Yes, so I did get this information until last night from Oregon, so that's why I wasn't able to send it up for you.
Thank you.
Okay. If you just hold off, we'll get that document.
Sure.
Your time doesn't start until we all have the document.
This time.
Even let you look. This is the economic balance that was provided at the in the work group. It's the latest version of the economic balance.
Okay, I think we all have it now.
The changes are in the master.
Oh.
A short one?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Robert, we'll share. And this time doesn't count.
I can just stay here. The guards come.
Okay.
My name is Robert Sudar. I'm a commercial fisherman and marketer from Longview. I've been one of the two commercial representatives on the working group that discussed the fisheries revisions on the Columbia. I can't attend tomorrow. I have a citizen science obligation at Willapaw, and so I have to be here today. It's my only chance to speak. I want to go over briefly this whole Kitzhaber plan. I'm really frustrated by where this process has gone in the last 3 months. The discussion was about non-selective gill nets Our gill nets are selective. The department has repeatedly testified about that. Seafood Watch from Monterey Bay Aquarium, the most respected seafood, sustainable seafood body on the coast, it analyzes all fisheries. It says that Columbia River gillnet fisheries, when combined with management constraints such as area closures and gear restrictions, which we always use, methods are used to catch salmon are highly selective for salmon. Overall bycatch rates appear low in all salmon fisheries. It isn't just what we say. They say we have a sustainable, selective gillnet fishery on the Columbia. Another topic was a sport priority. There is a sport priority now. That's been in place for many years in all the fisheries. There was a plan to move the fishery to the off-channel areas as an economic balance. They now realize they can't move enough fish to those off-channel areas to create that. There is no aspect of this plan which is science-based or has any validity. It is so frustrating to be going to these meetings and hearing it pushed forward. There is nothing in this except a reallocation of the resource. I've already testified many times about what our fishery brings. The 2 days in the sport fishery that we would lose in our commercial fishery would go to the sport fishery. I gave this out the last meeting. 90,000 meals in our 2 days of fishery is what we provide to the citizens of the state. 90,000 meals. Up to $3 million in market value through restaurants and grocery stores for those fish. That's a huge economic balance out of just 5,000 fish that we caught in our 2 days this year. Those 90,000 people will not have access to these fish if this plan goes through. What I got yesterday, I challenged the Oregon Commission, the Oregon staff data on their economic balance. I said there were errors in it that I didn't think were fair. So they sent out a new copy yesterday. The changes are in red that they agreed with. They undervalued our fishery by about $200,000. Actually, the years that they're basing this on are main stem and select area fishery was worth $4.4 million. Their model doesn't even accurately describe what our fishery produced. It's undervaluing it by $600,000 over the 3 years. How accurate can their model be when they can't even provide that? They also show lower values for all of the continuing years. Instead of 5%, it was 0.5% next year. Instead of 13% in 2014, it now goes to 4%. It also assumes that we can catch all the fish that they assign to us. In the last 3 years, we've averaged 77% of the fish that were assigned to us as what we were able to catch in the fall fisheries, which is what most of this economics is now based on. This is smoke and mirrors. It's not accurate. We should not be using this to determine the economic balance in this fishery. It's obviously undervaluing our fishery and creating future fisheries that they aren't even describing in their model because they're just assuming that those fish are available and we'll be able to catch them. That is unfair economic manipulation. And that's what this plan is based on. And there's nothing in it for Washington. There's nothing in it for me as a citizen, as a marketer. If these fish go to the select areas, I can't buy in Oregon unless I buy an Oregon license. There's nothing for the people in Washington who buy spring Chinook and summer Chinook. It's uncertain when they'll have access to fall Chinook and coho. This benefits one user group that represents about 10% of the population. And it ignores the other 90% that depend on our fishery. We're not asking for all the fish. We never have had all the fish, or at least not for a long time. We're asking a continuation of the existing fishery. And there's no scientific reason to not let us continue to have that fishery.
Okay.
I'm over, but thank you for letting me know.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Souter, you know, we served on the working group with you. I guess I would like an explanation, if you can, on how the Oregon staff's methodology changed from about 2 months ago, approximately. How did they go from where they were to where they are?
Well, their initial, well, at which point, are you talking when we first saw this, or are you talking back to September?
When we first saw this.
Okay. Well, I can't explain all of the answers for how they originally made it, put it together, but they sent me this page answer yesterday that I don't know if they shared with Washington staff, because I was the only recipient. They might have blind copied it to Washington staff. I challenged their assumptions in terms of when we'd start seeing select fish in the marketplace. I challenged their assumptions that we could create a viable sane fishery. I challenged their assumptions that they were accurately depicting the value of our present fishery. The assumption that we're going to catch all the fish assigned to us in the future fisheries is unrealistic. We never catch all the fish that are assigned to us, but the model depends on that. When they gave us this original model 3 days before the last hearing in Seaside, we had no time to look at it. And so I got, like I said, a four-page answer yesterday on a variety of questions that I submitted. And I think I shared those with Washington staff. But I'm not a scientist, but they're not, and I'm not an economist, but they aren't economists either. They created a model that didn't accurately depict our fishery, and they plugged in the numbers they needed to make it look like a sale to the six of you that were representing the public. Three from each state. Now that we're getting a revised copy, which I still think is inadequate, but it shows that they were off from what they said the first time. Part of it's a reflection of this whole process. We're crowding this into a couple month period where there's little time for analysis of what's really being discussed here. This is not appropriate management, in my opinion. And it allows for this kind of error, where you're on the verge of making decisions, and now we're getting revisions that, oh wait, we had a few things wrong. The time frame didn't allow for accurate development of this kind of data. It's not right to be doing this. I don't feel they're even now accurately depicting it completely. Based on just those two facts, they're undervaluing our existing fishery in their model. I mean, my graduate thesis for a master's degree was a computer model. I know how computer models work. You're supposed to put the data you have in to prove that your model's accurate. They have 3 years of data over the value of our fishery, and their model does not give us the same value. It's $600,000 off from what we actually made in our fishery, not counting sturgeon, not counting sockeye, not counting any other fisheries we might have. There hasn't been adequate time to develop this plan and to base it on any fact, and that's my complaint. And this is evidence that they ran this through so fast, there wasn't even time to properly vet it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Commissioner Mankin?
Yeah, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't thank you for your contributions. What you have contributed to this as one of the advisors, I think, is pretty remarkable in the time that you've spent doing it. My sense is, I work with models, too, and models are a necessary evil, I think, in order to predict into the future. But my assumption here is that you're still dissatisfied with the numbers that you received from Oregon?
I think that they're leaving out a couple of important facts. One is the fact that we don't typically catch all the fish that are assigned to us. And their model assumes we catch everything. It even has fisheries in here that they didn't model. They just had fish available, and they assumed we'd find a way to catch them. I mean, it's in that longer report that we got, but there was never time to look at this before the Seaside meeting.
Yeah.
And frankly, I've been really frustrated by this whole process. I've spent hundreds of hours trying to deal with this. I was at Rossburg on Tuesday. I was in Seattle yesterday. I'm here today. I mean, we have other lives that we're trying to manage around this. My family has hardly seen me for 3 months, trying to tell you that this is a bad proposal. It offers nothing to Washington. It doesn't offer much to Oregon. It offers nothing to Washington. We don't have select areas. It ignores the consumers, the public that owns these fish, that supports these fish. And I worked as hard as I could, but it was an uphill battle the whole way, because the starting point was how do we how do we adapt Governor Kitzhaber's plan to salmon management in Washington? It addressed, is Governor Kitzhaber's plan good for Washington? Will it work in Washington? It was strictly, how do we apply it to Washington? That is totally wrong, in my opinion. And this kind of stuff is, I mean, we'll be digging this stuff up for months, I'm sure, if we have the guts to keep looking at this stuff. But I've got a pipe full, frankly. I'm just burned out. I'm burned out. But I'm not giving up until that vote gets cast in a month, because it's wrong. And this is another example of why it's wrong. And I don't know if Director Anderson and his staff got this update yesterday, but I'll send it to them if they haven't seen it. It's extremely frustrating. We have a selective fishery. We live within our management quotas. We share the resource with the sportsmen. We provide it to the citizens of the Northwest who own it. It's as simple as that. Giving it all to the sports fishermen, casting us to clean up, mop up fisheries, it's totally, totally inappropriate. It's bad management. It's not what this commission should be doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, that concludes item 2, the open public input portion of the morning agenda.